Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Reporting from Moscow, The Guardian, senior Russian politicians praise martyr Daria Dugina at the funeral. From BBC, from Moscow, Daria Dugina's father speaks at her Moscow memorial service. From the London Evening Standard, Daria Dugina, Ukraine, denies killing daughter of nationalist in car bomb. From the BBC, Daria Dugina, Moscow murder accusation is fiction, says Ukraine. Fog of assassination descends on the contest between Moscow and Kyiv and Brussels, NATO headquarters. I welcome Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, to comment on this blow to peace in Europe, not likely. The professor, philosopher, guru Dugin has made inflammatory remarks in these last few hours, emotionally rocked by the death of his daughter, understandable. But the remarks feed very much into the idea that what we're looking at right now is an existential struggle between Kyiv and Moscow, and that is not about peace in our time. Mary, a very good evening to you. The assassination was a surprise, and then again, assassination has darkened the history of Europe for several hundred years. What about Russia, Mary? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. That context, the historical context, is very important because assassinations in Russia, be it in Tsarist Russia or under the former Soviet Union or in Putin's era, have always been used really as a political tool. And this instance looks no different. The assassination of Ms. Dugina can serve two purposes for Moscow. First of all, to whip up nationalist sentiment against Ukraine and implying that the Ukrainian forces may have had something to do with her killing. And now we see voices out of the regime suggesting that potentially the killer fled to Estonia, which would give Putin a pretext to expand his war, not just in the south of Ukraine, but in the west to the Baltic states. That's very disturbing, but it would fit a clear pattern because Putin has used killings in the past to augment his rule. Remember, he rose to power in 1999 after a series of apartment bombings in Moscow, in the border near Chechnya, in Volgodonsk, where more than 300 people were killed. And he used that as a pretext to launch the Second Chechen War. And that was the thing that vaulted him into power. And here we are decades later, and he's continued to kill throughout that time, whether it's opposition leaders or prominent journalists or other people who threatened his rule. And so I think that, you know, the killing of Dugina needs to be seen in this context.
I go to the mystery of the war and the contest in the war. NATO continues to support Ukraine. At the same time, the Russian Federation is grinding out its product in some fashion, said to be short of personnel, but not short of artillery. We also have reports that the war is turning into a guerrilla contest. So we can't settle that, Mary, but we can speak to Europe. And Europe has doubts, as it must, given the energy weapon being used by Russia right now. The price of electricity in Germany is 2 or 3 times higher than it was. In the UK, it's even worse, much worse, with an expectation of 18% plus inflation over the next year. So, Mary, what we have now is Europe is struggling to explain to its population why it must be without in order to support the Ukraine conflict against Russia. What do you say to what do the politicians of Europe say to the least among them, people who cannot afford electricity or heating this winter?
Well, voters typically vote on their pocketbooks and on pocketbook issues unless they are directly physically threatened. That's as true in Europe as it is in the United States. In Europe, you've had several decades of relative peace underwritten by the United States and our security umbrella, which has allowed them to focus on growing their welfare states and doing deals with regimes like Putin's that offered them convenient short-term benefits like cheap oil and gas. And now they're paying the price for it. And in times like this, it takes political spine to stand up and say to voters, look, we're going to have to go through tough times here because we've made terrible choices on your behalf by betting so heavily on the Putin regime. And now we, you know, need to buckle up and, you know, go through some tough times. And the poorest in our society are the ones who will suffer the most because higher energy prices, of course, hit those who can't afford to work from home, who have to drive to work. And, you know, everybody has to eat. So, you know, rising energy prices feed into every aspect of the economy. You know, and when you look across the continent at the leadership, Emmanuel Macron has reached out to Putin directly. He's very dovish. He wants to conciliate, which is not what the Ukrainians want. He is, in many respects, undercutting them. Scholz has really slow-walked weaponry to Ukraine. He has a very fragile coalition, and he's not a strong leader. And in Italy, you have the prospective rise of Mrs. Meloni, who is from the far right of the Italian political spectrum, which has historically been very close to Russia. So I don't expect an enormous amount of resolve or leadership from the continent's largest developed economies. What is required then, therefore, is strong leadership from the UK and from the United States. The UK will face the same kinds of problems. You have double-digit inflation, as Liz Truss looks likely to take over later this year. In the United States, you know, Joe Biden, to his credit, has armed Ukraine, has you know, spent an enormous amount of American taxpayer money supporting that effort so that we don't eventually have to send troops over there. Good for him. But he's not sending enough to really change the strategic balance there in the war. And so it all drags on. It's a tenuous circumstance. And I think it's a very dangerous time, both for us and for our friends and allies in Europe.
I emphasize the word dangerous. The headlines from London, Ukraine's latest, U.S. tells citizens to leave immediately ahead of expected Russian strikes. Subhead, fears Moscow will step up attacks on civilian infrastructure. We're in an interregnum here between the assassination and the retaliation. I want to stay with the UK, however, Mary. You mentioned Liz Truss and her contest with Rishi Sunak, former Chancellor of the Exchequer. The 18% plus inflation expected in the UK, according to the headlines in The Columnist, is a blow to confidence in the UK. You were there recently. The UK is outside of the EU, but it's certainly prey to the same vulnerability about energy and poor planning. Is this something that they can tolerate, the voter? Because they're very, very anxious right now to read the headlines.
Well, if Liz Truss wins, she's going to have a very short period of time to establish a new economic direction for the UK. And she's stepping into, frankly, a terrible situation, as you say, double-digit inflation with more expected to come. You have crippling rail and tube strikes. There was a story in The Guardian yesterday about criminal barristers voting to go on strike indefinitely because and it ties back to inflation. These workers say, gosh, you know, the purchasing power of my paycheck is eroding and I need a pay hike. So you have the prospect of wage price spiral, which would make inflation worse. And add on top of that the fact that the UK's central bank, the Bank of England, has been grossly negligent in the fight against inflation. If you go and look on their website, they tout things like being the first central bank in 2019 to set up supervisory expectations for climate-related financial risks, something that they've been pressing for the last several years as inflation has been building. Even last year, they were talking about targets in the low single digits of inflation. I mean, it was just a fantasy. So Truss is, if she is indeed named the next prime minister, has said, look, we're going to ease burdens on businesses. We're going to examine the central bank and its mandate, given its performance. And presumably she'd be very tough on the labor unions, too. But this is not an easy fight. And I think the main problem she faces is that it's been the conservative-led government in power for more than a decade. So they've presided over this mess. Some of it hasn't been their fault. COVID pandemic, not their fault. But their lack of development of their domestic energy resources, letting the central bank drift off into these areas where really it has no business being in. It really should be focused on price stability, and it just completely screwed up there. And the fact that they didn't really reform the tax code and they didn't really take advantage of Brexit. So that's a tough brief to take on. And as I said, she'll have very little time to really come in and take some decisive action. And we'll see what the British voting public thinks of that.
We look to Asia, the G20 meeting pending, and the announcement by Vladimir Putin's office and by Xi Jinping's office that they will attend. When we come back, what does that mean? With Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State, I'm John Batchelor.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.